that your cooking oil can be and probably is toxic. Hello, my successful and healthy earthlings. Mihaela Rogușia, naturopath and founder of the Natural Health Podcast. In this episode, you will learn about a specific cooking oil that is non-toxic and actually healthy for you. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you an opportunity to join a health and success-oriented community by clicking below and joining the Natural Health newsletter. Welcome to the Natural Podcast, where we bring awareness of sustainable health in the business hustle space. Natural Podcast is perfect for all the high-performing, business-minded individuals who want to work with their biochemistry to achieve success and optimal health. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for this week's top product review. Let's get straight into it. So essentially, the issue is that you may be cooking, or other people around you, when you're going out and eating, may be cooking with toxic cooking oils, which is an absolutely huge issue and causes havoc on our body, on our immune system, on our brain, on our organs and all of our cells and tissues. It causes an issue. So what do you do? You're not going to stop cooking, right? But you have to choose an oil that is going to be beneficial for you. So what I'm talking about today is avocado oil. That's right, avocado oil. You're probably like, I've eaten avocados before, but I've never tried avocado oil. Well, that's where that's where the issue may lay, and you may need to add this into your kitchen cupboard to start cooking with. So unlike most fruits, yes, an avocado is a fruit. It's rich in healthy fats, and it's often produced to, make oil. Essentially, most other oils, and I've done a video about this before, a podcast about what oils are and what smoking points, what's the best one to cook with, what's the best one to add to salads and so forth. But here, essentially, I wanted to pinpoint a bit more about avocado oil. And I want to let you know that most vegetable oils are actually not beneficial for us because they are all rancid and their smoking points aren't high, which means it causes a lot of oxidative stress in our body and a lot of inflammation. So a lot of individuals who already have health issues, this is not beneficial for them. So an alternative, like an avocado oil, is absolutely amazing, right? So essentially, avocado oil is unrefined, unlike or other oils that are highly processed and highly refined, like sunflower oil, canola oil, and so forth. And it doesn't have, the interesting thing is, first time I ever used avocado oil, it doesn't have much flavor to it, right? Which could be a downside, but it could also be a benefit, depending what you're making, what flavors you want to draw out of it. It's a good option for cooking as it has an absolutely amazing higher smoke point. So therefore, it's not going to go rancid or toxic when you're cooking on a high heat. I don't know about you, but when I cook, I pump that heat up, which probably isn't the best thing because it's removing those nutrients from foods and depending what oil I'm using. But essentially, you're able to do that with avocado oil. It's also rich in absolutely amazing omega-3s and 6s and 9s that are good for our health and for our immune system, good for our whole body, for our brain, and so forth. And essentially, if you have the choice of consuming avocado oil or any other so-called vegetable oils, my choice 100% would be avocado oil because I don't want to put toxins or potential toxins inside of my body or rancid and causing the oxidative stress inside of my body. So if when I'm cooking at home on probably a higher heat, I use avocado oil, but I don't use any avocado oil. I use Murray River Organics avocado oil. Yes, love, love, love supporting Australian, love supporting local. And at Murray River Organics, they are an Australian, proud Australian producer, manufacturer, and marketer of certified organic, natural, and better for you products. That's their little logo. And they make their own avocado oil that is 100% organic, pressed from the fruits of the finest organic avocados. I mean, what better do you want? Not only is it local, you're supporting local, you're getting quality avocados and they're producing it and making it themselves. I mean, it's just a no-brainer for me to choose them. If you want to check them out, you can go onto their website, www.murrayriverorganics.com.au. They've got a number of products out there, but I've absolutely fallen in love with the avocado oil. And so there you have it. If you're looking for a healthier, non-toxic cooking oil that can do the job with cooking and you're looking for Australian local made, go to Murray Rivers Organics, jump on, purchase an avocado oil and see if it changes your life. And you know what? It's going to be healthier and more beneficial for you because we can't control what other people use when we go to restaurants and so forth. But when we're cooking at home, we have control and we know exactly what we can put into our body. And knowing that I'm able to put this amazing organic avocado oil in my body that's locally produced and I'm assisting a local business, why not? 100%. So there you have it. If you want to share this episode, please do with anyone who you may think wants to include avocado oil in their cooking regime. Thank you for joining us. If you want to join a health and success oriented community, click below, join a natural health newsletter. Every Friday, bonuses, specials will be sent to you Friday in your inbox, direct in your inbox. The newsletter is made for you. It's made with research, with products, with bonuses from guests, from different products and so forth, everything for you. Thank you for joining us on the Natural Health Podcast. And remember, the missing link between failure and success is your health. Content and information provided here is the opinion of Mahela Ragus and is for information purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. It is not intended to provide medical advice or take the place of medical advice or any current treatment you're undertaking. Consult your own medical professionals for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the Natural Health Podcast. It is advised that you consult your doctor or healthcare professional in relation to any health concerns you may be having. Mahela Ragus does not take responsibility for any health consequences which occur from a person listening, viewing, or reading this content. And in the circumstances shall the Natural Podcast, Mahela Ragus, any guests or contributors to the Natural Podcast or any employees, associates, or affiliates of Mahela Ragus be responsible for damages arising from the information provided on the Natural Podcast. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical conditions in either yourself or others. Please note, if you're taking prescription, do not stop your medication or start a new protocol, including but not limited to supplements, diet, lifestyle changes without consulting a doctor or healthcare professional. If you or any person has a medical concern, you should consult with your healthcare provider or seek other professional medical advice. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have read or heard on the Natural Podcast or in any linked materials. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or emergency services immediately. Neither Mahela Ragus nor the publisher of this content takes responsibility for the possible health consequences of any person or persons reading or listening or following the information in educational content.